This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is John Bogle. He's the founder of the Vanguard Group of Mutual Funds and president of the Vanguard Group's Financial Markets Research Center. For many years, he was also Vanguard's chairman and CEO. He's also the author most recently of the new book, Don't Count on It, Reflections on Investment Illusions, Capitalism, Mutual Funds, Indexing, Entrepreneurship, Idealism, and Heroes. And John, it's a great pleasure to have you with us. Thank you.
Greg, it's good to be with you always.
One of the titles in your chapter here, I think, is one that a lot of people will be drawn to right away, and that's the failure of capitalism. What happened in the past few years there's been a lot of places to point fingers. Some say, though, it wasn't necessarily the system, it was the people operating it, which may be splitting hairs if you're one of the folks that lost a whole lot of money. As you read it, what went wrong and how do you fix the system?
Well, one way I've chosen to look at this is a talk I gave up at Cornell the other day called Ethical Principles, PLES, and Ethical Principals, PALS. And you're quite right. All the ethical principles in the world, corporate mission statements and so on, always look so beautiful. But without ethical corporate managers, CEOs and so on, ethical principals, they don't amount to a row of beans. So capitalism has failed, I think, because of too much self-interest, too many shortcuts, too little transparency, too much risk-taking of other people's money. And what people don't understand very much, I think, about this today's capitalism is we've moved from ownership capitalism, where most of the stock, actually 92% of all stock, was held by individuals 50 years ago, and 8% by financial institutions investing money for others. And now financial institutions own 70% or control 70% of all the stock out there in America. They own roughly two-thirds of every company in America. And they aren't doing anything to assure these agents, these mutual funds, these institutional money managers, aren't doing anything to assure that those corporations are run in the interest of their shareholders. Too often they're run in the interest of their managers.
How do we shrink this character deficit? How does that begin, and how long could that take?
I think you just bang away at it hard. People like me talking about it, lecturing college classes about it, writing about it, even writing about it in books. We have a whole chapter in this book entitled Vanishing Treasures. And just, you know, try and get our corporate executives and our money managers to start to think not about how they can advance their own interest, but whether it isn't their interest to do the right thing because it wins the approval of the communities in which they live and work. Most people would like to have an honorable career, and the more we look at things that are dishonorable, the more people that are running those companies are called to task and eventually look to higher values. This is a job for a lifetime, Greg. I don't make light of it, and talking about it will go so far. Acting it out is what's necessary, and I actually think that one of the problems we have is as far away as, you know, a lot of breakup of the traditional American family unit, because if young men and women aren't brought up with a sense of proper behavior, ethical behavior, moral behavior, good values, all the schools and colleges in the world are going to have a hard time at raising that standard.
Let's talk about some other issues you have in the book here, and one of them you alluded to in discussing what went wrong with capitalism over the last decade and really much further back than that, and that's the numbers game, overly complicated numbers, cooking the books, which we saw from everywhere from Enron to Bernie Madoff. For those who are investors but don't necessarily have a PhD's grasp of how the markets work, how do you pick the frauds from the legit, and what is the most important thing to know when trying to decide where to put your money?
Well, the most important single thing to realize, I think, Greg, is to realize that the stock market is kind of a nothing here. The stock market actually subtracts value from the revenues and the earnings that we get. You know, stock market creates no value. It's subtracting it because the value is created by our corporations. They earn money, they provide better products and better services at better prices, and that's the source of America's economic growth and the economic growth of our corporations. So those corporations are earning, they have earnings, and they pay some of that in dividends, so you've got a dividend yield, and then what's left in the corporation is reinvested to make the corporation grow. It's as simple as that. So my idea about investing in a very simple way, is own every corporation in America and hold it forever. Don't trade. Get the costs out of the system through owning a very low-cost market index fund, a fund that just matches the market minus a tiny cost, and that will inevitably beat all the rest of the investors combined as a group because they have such high costs.
So in other words, mutual funds you still believe are by far in the long term the best way to go?
Index funds. Mutual funds are charging too much. Mutual funds are misbehaving. Mutual funds have much too high costs. They have a lot of portfolio turnover. More mutual funds are speculating for the short term instead of investing for the long term. And the consequences of that for investors and for our communities is really devastating. So the mutual fund industry needs to get its act together. That's why in the title of the book, that section on mutual funds has quotation marks around mutual.
Right.
They're not mutual. They're run for the benefit of the managers who run them.
We're talking with John Bogle. The book is Don't Count On It. He, of course, is the founder of the Vanguard Group of Mutual Funds. And, John, another word, of course, that comes in the subhead there is entrepreneurship. And in the book, you give 17 tips for a successful entrepreneurship. What do you believe has potentially been lost in that area that needs to be highlighted once again as you reach out to folks who might be thinking about going out on their own?
Well, I think entrepreneurship and innovation are kind of combined in those chapters, and I salute entrepreneurship and innovation in every industry except the financial industry, because the nature of innovation in the financial industry is not to create better products and services at better prices, but to create, quote, products, quote, that can be sold to the public, and the higher their prices are, the more opaque they are, the less transparent they are, the easier they seem to be to sell. And they take uncounted risks, which have come home to roost in this last terrible period we've had in the market, now recovering from a little bit, and in the economy as well. So I'd say go for simplicity. Let's not have too much innovation, or maybe much more accurately, Greg, let's have innovation that favors the clients and the customers rather than innovation that favors the salesmen and the marketers.
Last question before we let you go, Mr. Bogle. Obviously, not a lot of common ground between the two parties here in Washington, and that was also the case on the so-called financial reform bill that was approved by Congress, signed into law by the president. I know a lot on Wall Street were very much concerned about it. Others were actually benefiting from it, so they kind of liked a lot of the different provisions. Overall, is the impact of this bill going to be good or bad?
Well, as far as we can see so far, I think it's good on balance. I wish it had gone further. I wish we would have brought back the Glass-Steagall Act, in effect, that separated commercial banking from investment banking. And I wish they'd had a little more time to talk about the mutual fund industry and things like fiduciary duty, an important part of what the failure there, fiduciary duty responsibilities, to push us into this mess we're in. But the real truth about this financial reform bill is, what will the regulators do? You know, we've basically kick the can down the road to the regulators, and if the regulators get lobbied to death and weaken the banking provisions and the investment banking provisions, the bill will be pretty useless. On the other hand, if they have a good strong spine and make the act work the way I think it was designed to act, then we will actually finally improve the financial system, at least to some extent.
Very interesting. Mr. Bogle, congratulations on your new book, and thanks very much for your time with us today.
Good to be with you, Greg. Have a great day.
Thank you, sir, very much. John Bogle is the founder of the Vanguard Group of Mutual Funds. His new book, Don't Count On It, Reflections on Investment Illusions, Capitalism, Mutual Funds, Indexing, Entrepreneurship, Idealism, and Heroes. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.